On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja.
Former Deputy Prime Minister Lord Prescott's in hospital after suffering a stroke. The 81-year-old's family has thanked medics in Hull for their swift actions on Friday.
KMFM News.
In the battle to become Prime Minister, Jeremy Hunt is accusing his Tory leadership rival Boris Johnson of being a coward. The Foreign Secretary is telling the frontrunner to man up and face him in a TV debate, which is supposed to be happening tomorrow night.
Frankly, to run away from difficult media interviews, from head-to-head debates on TV, is being very disrespectful to Conservative Party members. As a Prime Minister, you've got to go into Number 10 with a mandate, people actually knowing what it is that you're going to do.
In a column for The Telegraph, Mr. Johnson claims his promise to deliver Brexit by the end of October will focus the minds of EU negotiators.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police and fire crews were called after suspected arson attacks in Bean. Emergency services went to the junction of Stonewood and Beacon Drive on Saturday morning, following reports a car had been set alight. The fire had spread to the front porch of a house before being put out. Two wheelie bin fires are also thought to have been started deliberately. It's claimed government targets on reducing carbon emissions will fail unless there's public support. Climate change experts say plans are needed for each part of the UK. The Welsh coastal village of Fairbourne is at risk due to rising sea levels, but the local council says funding flood defences is no longer viable. Angela Thomas lives by the beach there and fears having to pay for her home to be demolished.
It's just a dreadful way to live. And, you know, a lot of the people in Fairbourne are retirees. They came here for a peaceful, beautiful retirement. And, you know, that might be cut short. It's pretty devastating.
Meanwhile, Boots is getting rid of plastic bags at all its checkouts by early next year, offering paper ones we can buy instead. It says 53 of its stores will be plastic-free from today. It's claimed a lack of funding for vulnerable asylum-seeking children is putting a financial strain on Kent County Council. Bosses will get together later for a big cabinet meeting to discuss the £6 million shortfall from the Home Office. Roger Goff, who's in charge of children's services at KCC, isn't happy.
We have argued, and we're not the only authority to argue, that the support we get from national government, chiefly usually the Home Office, for what we believe is fundamentally a national issue, has not been adequate.
The authority currently looks after more than 250 unaccompanied asylum-seeking children, as well as almost 900 who've turned 18 since arriving in the county. Two 16-year-olds have been arrested after police were called to a disturbance near Dartford. A large number of people were out in the middle of the streets on Martin Road in Wilmington on Saturday night. One of the teenagers is being held on suspicion of robbery, and the other is being questioned over being drunk and disorderly. A man is reported to have been punched in Folkestone. The victim is said to have been approached by two men in Clarence Street on Saturday before being hit. There's been another rise in the number of children being homeschooled in Kent. At the moment, more than 2,500 youngsters are being taught at home in the county. That's twice as many as 7 years ago and up almost 13% on April 2018. Catherine Halliday from Sheerness used to homeschool her five-year-old twins, but recently had to send them back to mainstream classrooms.
I started off with Google and I tried my best, but once I got to a certain age, that was it. I just didn't know what I was doing anymore.
Kent County Council say they provide licences for online learning packages for Key Stages 1 and 2. Former Executive Principal of the Canterbury Academy, Phil Carnivus, believes there could be more children being homeschooled.
A problem with home education is that it's largely unmonitored, and I would suggest unregulated, because the authorities don't have the resources to do that either. So, essentially, you're talking about 2,500 children that we know about.
And at kentonline.co.uk, you can see footage of 3 one-month-old lion siblings play fighting at a Kent animal park. The young cubs were born at Port Lim Hotel and Reserve in May, and are the first to be born there in more than 10 years.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England cricket captain Owen Morgan has urged his side to be at their best when they face Australia in the Cricket World Cup tomorrow. Both sides will be fighting for a place in the knockout stages of the competition when they meet at Lord's. And in football, despite only being in the job for a few weeks, Gillingham boss Steve Evans has become the bookies' favourite to take over at another club. There's speculation he could be heading to League One rivals Doncaster Rovers, who the Gills are due to play in their first game of the season in August. That's the latest. Next update at 2.